Ma cosa bella, è un gastoma? Di piango, la gastoma di piango.
Zica cipica, usa vintere la cuore.
Some digs test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Common Radio Radio News. Common at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50. Common Radio 94.9. It's Common. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Common Radio.
Lusaka resident warns her children against swimming in stagnant water. Kalibishi records a major breakthrough in water supply through solar-powered projects. In African news, the case against Ugandan man charged with aggravated homosexuality drops. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A resident of Kuku Compound in Lusaka has cautioned parents and guardians against allowing children to swim in stagnant water between the Esther Lungu Road and the railway line. Speaking to Common Radio News, Stephen Echivesa warned that the stagnant water poses serious health risks as it can easily breed dangerous waterborne diseases. Mr. Chibesa expressed concern that children from Misisi and Kuku compounds have been swimming in the polluted water, with some parents allegedly allowing the practice. He also warned of the risk of drowning, noting that similar incidents have occurred in the past. Mr. Chibesa emphasized that the rainy season increases the spread of waterborne diseases and urged their parents to keep their children away from such unsafe areas. The Lusaka City Council has launched an urgent response following a fatal bee attack in Kalingalinga's Helen Kaunda Township that claimed one life. Authorities confirmed the presence of a beehive at a residential property suspected to be involved in illegal apiculture activities. According to LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, council officers visited the house shortly after the incident but found it locked. An external assessment, however, confirmed the presence of the beehive. Ms. Mwamba says the council is working with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and the Zambia Police Service to immediately address the threat to residents.
The council extends its deepest condolences to the bereaved family and reminds residents that it is their responsibility to ensure that livestock and pets are kept in a manner that does not endanger public safety. A preliminary inspection conducted this morning at the premises suspected to be the source of the bees found the premises locked. However, an external survey reviewed the presence of a beehive being kept on their property. We are saddened by this loss of life and urge all residents to take necessary precautions when keeping livestock and pets, especially those that may pose danger to human life.
Kalulushi constituency is gradually overcoming long-standing water challenges. Following the installation of solar-powered water reticulation systems by the Kalulushi Municipal Council, one of the major beneficiaries is Kafue Ward, which in 2024 received a solar-powered water reticulation system funded through the Constituency Development Fund. The project is aimed at improving access to safe and clean water while permanently easing water shortages that have affected the district for years. Area Councillor Davis Muluwa says the initiative has greatly improved water availability and reduced the daily burden previously faced by residents. He has since urged community members to take ownership of the facility and protect the infrastructure, noting the heavy investments made by government.
Because in every road here in Kafiwa, there is access to green water. I am mentioning Sumanga and Shia Kula in the Mamuna Park, but why Kura? No Kunwa? Kunwa? Nenji ayasu masana ewa abantu bonke bale kita benefit uri PCSA kwa totera sana awa president wa haka inde ichirema kwa ugure tira kogwea ndanshi uwa isi muno mukasio wati.
Meanwhile, Kafue Ward resident Grace Mayembe has recalled the severe challenges the community previously faced in accessing clean water.
Number 1 number 2 through CDF.
Kitwe District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo has expressed concern that the district is lagging behind in the implementation of the presidential directive to ensure that no child sits on the floor in schools. Mr. Ngonomo reviewed this during a stakeholder orientation meeting on the revised Cash for Worker program, where he expressed their frustration at the slow pace of progress. He stressed that the presidential directive on the provision of classroom desks is a clear and a non-negotiable. Mr. Ngonomo directed councillors and officials are handling the Constituency Development Fund to prioritize the procurement of desks, saying the matter should not be subject to debate. He further called on all stakeholders to work together, adding that it is unacceptable for leaders to discuss ambitious projects while children continue to sit on the floor.
This is a presidential directive and does not require that you refine your office for the English, but it requires to be complied with. But you see, when those needs are presented to you by them, by what, by school, it is your role to share with these councillors. They also have information you compare. If you have 1 million kwacha and the desks are requiring 200,000, you already knock off the 200,000. This is for desks. How can we talk about building another 1x3 classroom block? Kids are on the floor. How can we talk about let us improve the potholes in that road? I went around in the cold season in June. I went around to a number of these schools. I asked myself, one, would I have loved my children on the floor, not on the mat?
Meanwhile, Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Gladson Wishikoti Katambi, retired, has embarked on on-the-spot inspection of schools to ensure that no pupil sits on the floor, in line with President Hagainde Hichilema's directive. Colonel Katambi says the move is aimed at creating a conducive learning environment for pupils. He noted that the introduction of the new curriculum reforms has contributed to the current desk deficit in schools. However, he said the provincial administration has swiftly moved to address the challenge through the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund.